Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now to sit down with the coach as we do each and every week. And, Coach, here we are again after another big win. But I want to go back 2 weeks ago. You guys threw the ball, I think, more than 50 times against Denver. Here come the Indianapolis Colts. You run it 40 times or more to win that football game. How important is it for your team offensively to be able to do something different week to week, game plan to game plan, to win, to have success in this league?
Well, I think the big thing is just you got to find a way to win, whatever it is. And offensively, defensively, in a kicking game, if it's blitzing, if it's not blitzing, if it's running, throwing, if it's a punt return, if it's kickoff coverage, whatever it is, we just got to find a way to do what we need to do to win. And I thought the players did a good job of that Sunday night in Indianapolis.
You're amazed at some of the catches that Rob makes. And, you know, we love the big plays, but yet we don't talk about the blocking. How good is a guy like Gronkowski going back to the run game and, you know, guys like Cameron Fleming coming in the game? Seems like your edge on the outside led by Gronkowski was a real reason as to why you ran the ball so well.
Yeah, it was a big help. I thought Rob and Cam both did a real good job. You know, Cam played almost 40 plays in the game, and, you know, I thought he did an excellent job of washing those guys down when they stunted or, you know, turned them out when they were outside and created, kind of pried that opening out for us in that off-tackle hole. So, you know, Rob did an excellent job and you know, didn't get the ball as much. Right. But then, you know, the one play that he did have was, you know, he turned it into a big one. And so, you know, I think that's really, you know, kind of where you hope your team will be is each guy's got a role, and when they get their opportunity, they cash in on it. And sometimes it's more than others. Sometimes it's less than others. But whenever it comes, they're ready to go and they take advantage of it.
Well, talk about your defensive tackling. And, you know, because of the new rules, you can't really practice tackling throughout the week. You know, so how do you stress that throughout the week where that importance is we got to win those one-on-one battles?
Yeah, I thought that was really a big key for us. And defensively, we tackled much better than we did last year coming off the bye in Carolina. It's one of the things that we noted last year was that our tackling dropped off a little bit after that extra week. And so we spent a lot more time on it in the prior to the Indianapolis game last week, and I thought that, you know, High and Jamie, we had some good plays out there in the flat that, had we missed those tackles, would have been easy first downs, and, you know, they got them down with no extra yards, and, you know, it was fourth and three, fourth and four, so that was huge. And, you know, obviously in the running game, we did a good job of defending some of the runs, but also of tackling and not letting the backs get into space, and you know, being able to stop the running game really helped us defensively turn it into kind of a one-dimensional game, and those are always easier to defend.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach. Coach will be back later in the show as we talk about the Detroit Lions, but more of All Access right after this.